Nora Jones, Sasha Dobson, and Catherine Pobber are Puss in Boots. They released their new album, No Fools, No Fun, in the middle of last month. And join us today on stage at World Cafe Live as Michaela Majune has a chance to talk with them. Like the rest of us, she was wondering how these three got together.
Well, Sasha and I were trying to learn how to play the guitar. And so she booked some gigs at a pool hall for us to practice at.
And this was after you had already established your career?
Me, yes. I mean, we both met when we were 20 and singing jazz together. So this happened like 6 years later, maybe.
Yeah. And Catherine, how did you get on the scene?
I think one of you guys sent me an email, and it went to my spam inbox, and I didn't get it.
It was a MySpace message.
I didn't get it for like a year.
I think you were supposed to play drums with us at first, because weren't you for a minute?
It was a very coveted spot, the drum throne.
But then she started.
But nobody wanted to play bass, so. Got stuck.
So here you are, and after all of this playing out for several years, you've decided to make a record, which is great. What encouraged you to take that leap?
Well, we play live so much, and Sasha had a CD release for her album last January, and it was recorded, and so our opening set as Puss in Boots was also recorded, and we were just pretty excited at how far we've come over the years, and it sounded like, it's time to capture it, you know?
Well, it's time to hear some of it, too. You have a mix of originals and covers, and we're going to start with a cover that you got from Tom Paxton, the folk singer.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say about it?
I think Kat brought this song in. She had this great Doc Watson version of this song, and so...
Great harmonies today on the World Cafe with our guest, Puss in Boots. Now, Sasha, you started out as a jazz player and singer, and what made you change direction musically?
I mean, the role of a jazz singer, especially if you're not playing and singing, is meaning often where you're singing a song and then waiting on stage, and, you know, it's a lot. You don't get to interact with the rhythm section in the same way, even if you're improvising. So playing guitar was something like that. I was late to starting, coming from a family of jazz musicians, and so it was like the perfect thing when Nora got back from tour years ago, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm thinking about just playing guitar, like, whatever, you know, and it developed and became like this empowerment, you know, creatively. But guitar, you know, once you, as a singer, once you finally have an outlet to play and sing, it's inevitable if you're interested in writing, you know, it's sort of the natural course of events.
And Nora, your most recent album was with Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, doing that wonderful re-recording of old songs that the Everly Brothers evidently learned from their daddy. Were you surprised when he, of all people, called you about this project?
Yeah, I was, but, you know, I'm stoked to play with my girls, too, and I like doing songs with people, and we're here doing this now, so.
Sasha, you've said we rage on stage.
Uh-huh.
Are you raging today?
I think for whatever, what is it, like 11 a.m. or I mean, we at least for me, and I feel like it's similar for both of us, all of us, all three of us, both of us, it's like an outlet that we don't necessarily get to live in with my own project, Nora, her own project, and Catherine, like the many projects that she's involved in, that we can be, I don't know, I feel like I can really be myself in this band. I don't really, it's less pressure because it's all, you know, we're doing it together.
Yeah, it's more fun that way.
Sure is.
Great. Well, let's hear a couple more songs. We want to get as much music in as possible. Puss in Boots are here today on the World Cafe. And I guess we're going to do a Nora Jones original tune from the album next.
Yeah.
With Sasha on drums.
Yeah, Sasha's going to play the drums here.
All right.
Don't know what it means to be me.
Thank you. It's a B-side off of Northern Lights Southern Cross, which is my favorite band record, but you just don't say that often because it upsets people.
Twilight, a song by Robbie Robertson that the band did, covered by our guest today on the World Cafe, Puss in Boots. And before that, a Nora Jones original called Don't Know What It Means. They're playing, they have this new album called No Fools, No Fun, and we'll be playing the Newport Folk Festival this summer. Have any of you ever played or even been to the Newport Folk Festival?
I went as an audience member once.
I don't always remember.
Spoken like a true rock and roller. Yeah. That was Catherine Popper. And Catherine, you've been a cardinal and a nocturnal in the past.
And a peacock.
And a peacock. You've played with Ryan Adams and Grace mm-hmm. Potter's band. What are some of the projects that Nora alluded to that you're doing other than this right now?
Well, I'm on the new Jack White record that's being released this year. I was on the road with him for about a year, and I'm working on a project with Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem, and I don't know, just I'm a freelance musician, but this is like the only like band. This is my band, you know what I'm saying?
There's one song on the album. It's actually written by Roger Miller called Tarnished Angel, and the guitar sounds a lot like it was influenced by Willie Nelson, who does the lead guitar on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Definitely very influenced by Willie's guitar playing.
You grew up in Texas. Is that where your love of country music started?
Probably. Yeah, I think it was just in the water. You know?
But again, you went in a completely different direction when you started out.
I did. I was laser focused on jazz in high school and college, and then when I moved to New York, and slowly I've become less and less chords in every song I write, and like more country as I get older.
We're all devolving jazz musicians. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I still love jazz.
No, we love jazz.
We still love it, but we all come from that same place, actually, and we all kind of like.
It was like the focal point of our lives, and now sometimes we're like, what is the name of that tune, or who's that tenor saxophone player?
Yeah, and we're like, God, I used to know all of this.
So there are many advantages to you three being together, rather than pursuing solo things, right? What are they?
Oh, advantages to us playing together? Well, trying new things, and kind of egging each other on to try new things, as opposed to everything having to be, you know, polished, maybe in other situations we're in. Not that it always has to be polished, but I don't know. It's just a lot looser when we're all together than when we're doing our own things.
And some of the tracks here were recorded live at various gigs, so they're not studio polished.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are not. I mean, it would have been kind of weird for this band in particular to go into the studio and make a very produced record. It made the most sense to use some live tracks and to just kind of get good versions of the tunes we do live in the studio, which is mostly live anyway. So
we sort of started out as whenever we were all in town and available, we would play and sort of challenge ourselves to do, you know, play new songs that we didn't know. And like, that's why there's so many covers. And then it just got gradually so we played together more and more, you know.
The town, of course, being New York.
Yeah.
That one. Well, we want to get to hear one of your songs, Catherine, so... Puss in Boots. This song is called Always, and set it up before you play it.
We come to you from a little town called New York City. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.